Okay, this is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Late last night, the Walker administration filed a request asking a judge to extend the amount of time the governor has to call for special elections in hopes the Republicans can change the law to eliminate the special elections. Speaker Paul Ryan's office has once again said the speaker is not resigning after a congressman from Nevada said Ryan would resign in the next 30 to 60 days and be replaced by Steve Scalise. And the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District has imposed a fine of over $160,000 on Veolia Water, a private company that runs the Jones Island Sewage Treatment Plant in Milwaukee. The fine is for releasing excessive amounts of chlorine and suspended solids into Lake Michigan. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The two candidates for Wisconsin's Supreme Court will face off in three debates this week, including one on Friday at 7 p.m. that will be broadcast live on Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio. Election Day is 1 week from today. On the ballot is a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a referendum question that would eliminate the state treasurer. Make sure you are registered to vote and make sure you know where your polling place is. To find out if you're registered and where your polling place is, go to myvote.wi.gov. And you can see a free screening of the film called Gerrymandering about the redistricting battles this evening at 6 p.m. at the... Hey, listen to this. Okay, here's the last story in read number two. And you can see a free screening of the film called Gerrymandering about the redistricting battles this evening at 6 p.m. at the Bayview Public Library. Okay, this will be read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with a look at your headlines. A group of about 50 high school students from across Wisconsin are marching 50 miles over 4 days from the state capitol to Speaker Paul Ryan's office in Janesville in an effort to persuade the speaker to support gun control legislation. The students began marching on Saturday, and they conclude their march tomorrow with a rally at Traxler Park in Janesville that begins at 12 noon. All supporters are invited to welcome the students to Janesville. For more information, go to 50milesmore.org. That's 50milesmore.org. And here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Late last night, the Walker administration filed a request asking a judge to extend the amount of time the governor has to call for special elections in hopes the Republicans can change the law to eliminate the special elections. Speaker Paul Ryan's office has once again said the speaker is not resigning after a congressman from Nevada said Ryan would resign in the next 30 to 60 days and be replaced by Steve Scalise. Election Day is 1 week from today. On the ballot is a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court and a referendum question that would eliminate the state treasurer. And the Bucks are in Los Angeles to take on the Clippers tonight. And here is the weather forecast. Outside today, clearing skies, then mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. Should be a nice day with highs again in the low 50s. For Thursday, mostly cloudy. Hey, I'm going to do the weather forecast again. Are you ready? Outside today, clearing skies, and then mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs in the low 50s. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s. Okay, I'm going to do the weather one more time. Are you ready? Outside today, clearing skies. Overnight, mostly clear, lows in the low 30s. Sunshine tomorrow, highs in the low 50s. Then for Thursday, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels.